Saragon, how are you?
Oh, I'm well, thank you.
Good.
So, Sara, I think it was Voltaire who said, I disapprove of what you have to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. I don't think that is necessarily applicable in the current times we're living in.
No, it's not applicable at all. I think it's more kind of, and I will cause your death if you dare say it. That's putting a bit of a dramatic pitch on it, but it's actually, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest, it made me incredibly angry. What we're dealing with is some of the woke behavior that has been happening in third year medicine at UCT. And I'll just give you an idea. It comes from an article by Professor David Benatar, who's in the philosophy department at the university. And I'll just read the one item because it gives you an idea. An emergency class meeting was recently called for the third year medical class at the university. It was called by some students in the class and was scheduled at a regular lecture time. It displaced all other lectures that would otherwise have taken place that afternoon. And essentially it became an opportunity for black students to express how they've been aggrieved by white students and their pain, et cetera, et cetera. There were apparently also a group of academics there. Now, I have, well, the two things. One is that it's got an inquisitorial quality. It's made emergency and obligatory. Now, since when the class rep has the right to call an obligatory meeting is unknown to me, because as far as I know, obligatory meetings are lectures or tutorials that you require in order to pass your subjects. But be that as it may, people were called to this meeting so they could, particularly the white kids, could stand there and be berated and have to face something that they actually face every day anyway. But the regular lectures were sacrificed on the altar of this. Then, just to use another example, they were discussing the main contributors to substance abuse. And some of the students said that the legacy of apartheid was the main contributor. And one guy said, he'd read the relevant literature, and although he did acknowledge it was a contributing factor, he said the evidence did not support the view that it was the dominant factor. Well, he just got accusations of white privilege and everything that went with it. And a bit of an irony there, because he's actually a mixed race kid. Then the final thing that the example I want to give that is really, really worrying is when Uyenene Marietana was murdered. You know, the student was murdered in the post office.
Yes.
And the vice chancellor announced that the university would be closed for a day to commemorate it. And the closure was then extended for a further 2 days. Now, when I heard this myself, I was outraged because I just felt it a completely inappropriate way to commemorate in the circumstances. It had been taken to another level. Two girls expressed their concern about the closure of the varsity, one of whom is a financial aid student who could not afford to fail, and expressed the hope that the violence don't continue into the clinical skills. Well, the two of them got on their WhatsApp group, they were subjected to I wouldn't even begin to describe some of the comments they were subjected to and the accusations that were made against them. So the bottom line is that no one would support their right to say something they didn't agree with. They wanted to deny them the right to say it at all. And none of this stuff was by any stretch of the imagination would one consider it hate speech or highly insensitive or whatever the case may be. And what it ultimately comes down is the UCT says its values are, and one of them is, intellectual honesty, vigor in debate, openness to alternative ideas, and respect for other views, beliefs, and opinions. The bottom line here for me is that only applies to the people who agree with each other and hold the dominant view. And the university administration seems to agree, because everyone else can be hung out to dry.
Saragon, thank you so much.